Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Michael Korn of Denver, Colorado. You can find Michael's website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. There's a brief summary there of Michael's life, plus a series of articles in the archives. A most fascinating gentleman with a lot to share with you and with me on a whole series of topics. We've just started to get into the whole question of Christian Zionism with Michael, as well as some preliminary conversation about John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. Take it away, Michael.
Okay, I want to start out with a controversial statement. I will state for the record, I believe that Zionism is a great deception. It's one of the great deceptions that Jesus warned against. However, I also believe that Zionism is something that has to come to pass. You might equate it to the woes in Matthew or to the various kinds of tribulation that come in the book of Revelation. Christians, I think, are very deceived. They think that Zionism is prophesied in the Old and New Testament, the restoration of a Jewish state. They think that Jesus is for it. Jesus stands behind it. And I agree with them halfway. I think that it is prophesied, but I do not believe that Jesus endorses it. The Zionist movement in the state of Israel will eventually, ultimately, be to the glory of God. It will bring the full manifestation of Christ on earth. But I don't believe the Christians should be supporting the state of Israel politically or financially. I think that Christian Zionists are very Machiavellian. They know that the leaders of the state of Israel are not godly people. They know that the country itself certainly doesn't follow the teachings of Jesus, although I suppose Israelis are more friendly to Christians than Jews in the rest of the world because of the Christian tourism. There's so many Christian tourists that are always going to Israel. It's such an important part of the Israeli economy. So in that sense, there is a certain amount of charitability from Israeli Jews towards Christians, but theologically, the State of Israel is definitely not a Christian nation, and it has never renounced its own religious teachings that blaspheme Jesus, that oppose Christianity. I think that Christian Zionists are Machiavellian in the sense that they know they are saying that the ends justify the means. They say that for some reason, the State of Israel is a pet project of Jesus, and even though its leadership are evil and the nation is quite corrupt in many different ways, we still have to support it. I don't believe that accords with any of the teachings of the New Testament. I don't believe that Jesus ever enjoins us to be Machiavellian ends justify means people. And for that reason, I oppose Christian Zionism. I think the Christians should try to minister to Israelis. They should try to have, evangelize to whatever extent they're able to, because it's not an easy place to evangelize. There's a lot of persecution, discrimination there. There are legal barriers to evangelizing there. There are some very effective Christian charities that, you know, provide food and clothing and things like that to people. But the problem is that when I was in Israel in the year 2005, and I was involved with a number of Messianic ministries there, it seems to me that they very much get co-opted into the whole Zionist political agenda. They become very supportive of the Israeli military. There are virtually no Arab Christians who ever attend any of the Messianic congregations in Jerusalem or anywhere else.
We'll be back with Michael Korn. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Michael's website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. Stay tuned.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's bringing Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio constituency in the American South. And we want to get back to our conversation now with Michael Korn, who has been speaking with us in recent minutes about Christian Zionism, with some discussion as well of John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio. And you can find Michael's website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. Michael, take it away again.
Okay, well, so that I would say the reason I am hostile to Christian Zionism is that they are supporting Israel in all the wrong ways. I don't believe that Israel, from a Christian perspective, Israel does not need for its security, money, guns, bullets, and all these kinds of things. It's very ironic that Israel is so pushing so hard for the United States to attack Iran when Israel itself has a huge arsenal of nuclear weapons that they felt would ensure its security. Now, if Israel cannot feel secure with 200 to 400 nuclear warheads, including German submarines patrolling off of the coast of Iran, Israel has a tremendous offensive military capability, and if even that cannot give it a sense of security, I think this is absolute proof that Israel will never, ever feel militarily secure. Israel's problem is a spiritual problem, which, now I'm speaking as a Christian, Israel is not right with God, and that is why it is so afflicted, and it has such an acute sense of paranoia. Even if Iran did develop nuclear weapons, which I would imagine they probably do aspire to, I don't see how that has to threaten the state of Israel. Israel has a huge arsenal of nuclear weapons. So the point is, the Christian Zionists are not going to help Israel by becoming political lobbyists for it, by trying to funnel the latest weaponry to it, and things like this. Christians, from a Christian perspective, should be preaching the gospel of Christ to Israelis and to Jews in general. And they don't, in my perception, the Christian Zionists are not willing to do this, simply because the Israeli and Jewish organizations are not willing to dialogue with them about that. The Israeli groups will say to someone like Pastor Hagee, you know, we're very grateful for you to lobby on behalf of our military and political interests, but don't try to evangelize here. We're going to kick you out. And I think people like Hagee and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and all the big names in American Christianity understand this very well. And as somebody who lived for a number of years as a believer in Israel, and I've suffered a lot of rejection from Jewish friends in Israel and from outside of Israel, and I've also seen firsthand the suffering of the average Israeli in Israel, I feel betrayed by people like Pastor Hagee, who are helping, you know, my former countrymen in what I believe are all the wrong ways. Israeli people, Israel is a very wicked society. It's the people there are constantly living on the edge of fear. The media and the government are always whipping them up into hysteria about, you know, the latest military catastrophe, the latest danger. They think that, you know, the Arab countries around them are filled with ravenous hordes of, you know, of armies that want to come in and destroy them at any moment. They have very little accurate understanding of the world around them, the world outside of Israel. And they live on adrenaline, paranoia, fear. The Israeli economy is not actually doing very well. The average Israeli is sunk in huge amounts of debt, and there's a lot of despair. When I was working in Israel in 2005, almost every Israeli I met, when they heard that I'm an American, they said, "What are you doing here?" They said, "We would give our ITs for a visa to get out of this place." The Americans have cracked down now. It's very difficult for Israelis to get visas, even as tourists, to come to the U.S. because they very often don't want to go back to Israel. The average Israeli is pretty weary of the incessant warfare there, the living in a kind of like Israel has been in a post 9/11 mentality since its founding in 1948. Israel is a total national security state. Every phone conversation is monitored. Every email is monitored. Those people and the population accepts it in the name of national security and the fact that they think that they're, you know, on the verge of physical annihilation at any moment. So the people there live what I think are really pretty wretched lives. The diet, you know, I'm living out here in Colorado, which is a very health-conscious state. When I look back and consider the Israeli diet, you know, the people live there on high amounts of sugar, caffeine. I think 40% of Israelis smoke. It's a very high smoking population. There's a fair amount of drug and alcohol abuse there. The quality of life, as an average American would know it, is much lower in Israel than it is in the West. And these people really need the grace of Jesus in order to bring them to a new level of consciousness. And the Christian Zionists, like Pastor Hagee, I don't believe understand this, or if they do understand it, they're not willing or they're not able to make an inroad into, you know, evangelizing the peace, the inner peace and the love, the transforming power of Jesus into the Israeli population. And they're not really willing to do it amongst the Jews in America, their Jewish friends and neighbors either. So I personally feel betrayed by the Christian Zionists. I don't believe that they are reaching out and helping the people that, you know, my former friends, the people I used to live with when I was in Israel, they're not helping them in the way that those people desperately need. And I think that, and it's for this reason that I would say the Christian Zionism, or Zionism in general, is a deception, that Christians want to be charitable to Jewish people. There's a lot of guilt about what happened in World War II. There's a lot of confusion about that as well, if you want to talk about that. But I think I would be willing to say the motives of Christian Zionists probably are good, but I think their efforts are totally misdirected and totally misguided. Israel will not buy its security through bombs, bullets, and ammunition. And I would say to my friends after I became a believer, I would say, listen, we're supposed to be a light to the nations. Our light over here in Israel is bombs, bullets, and napalm. And that isn't, you know, that isn't what God wants. And I feel that Christian Zionists in America are aiding and abetting this system, which is, you know, which is causing turmoil for the whole world. And the average Israeli, as I said, is suffering a lot over there and really is pretty fed up with the system and is fed up with the abuse. I have a friend who I met a person in America who was an officer in the Israeli army. By the way, I never served in the Israeli army. I was given an exemption because of my religious affiliation. And also, they considered me to be kind of a dangerous fanatic because I was extremely anti-Arab in those days when I was drafted, and I said some very harsh things about Arabs and how I would deal with Arab terrorism, and I was actually exempted from the Israeli army. They wouldn't let me in at all. But I had a friend who was an officer in the army. He told me that in Herzliya, which is one of the coastal cities near Tel Aviv, there's an underground bunker with about 10,000 Israeli soldiers full-time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, who do nothing but monitor every single phone call and email in the country. So Israel, you know, we talk about the Patriot Act and all the incursions on liberty in America since 9/11. Israel has been functioning that way since 1948.
And it seems to me, but when you compare the two societies, that arguably the United States is looking a lot more like Israel these days in regard to these sorts of developments.
Well, I think that the Israeli security mentality has been grafted onto the United States. I mean, look, Michael Chertoff is a dual Israeli citizen. He's an intelligence officer. Almost all the neocons, who I actually call Judeocons, they are almost all Jews, and many of them are dual Israeli citizens. The whole sort of macho Israeli military hysteria has been imposed on this country, and I feel really bad for Americans. I mean, I lived in Israel for 20 years. What's going on here is still actually pretty mild compared to what is the kinds of security controls Israelis live under. You know, the things that happen in Israel, the interrogations and the things they do to people in the airport over there, they would go into court as massive lawsuits if stuff like that happened over here. But the trend is definitely to create a kind of a military security state in this country, which I think is totally being modeled on the Israeli system. And, you know, that's... That gets into the whole question of the neocon movement and Jewish control of the media and communications in this country and entertainment and things like that. It seems to me that the other problem I have with Christian Zionism is it seems to me that Christians have been relegated into kind of a cheering section for the state of Israel and for Judaism in general. America, I believe, is kind of run by Jewish elites. And
Michael will take up some of those themes when we come back, and we'll also take a caller. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Michael Korn of Denver, Colorado, and you can find his website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Michael Korn of Denver, Colorado. You can find Michael's website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. There's a brief biographical narrative there that will help you to get caught up on our conversation with Michael if you've not been with us since 7 o'clock this morning Central Time. And we've been chatting in recent minutes about the whole question of Christian Zionism and the role that it plays in a series of very interesting, rather paradoxical alliances, it seems to me, where I would be hard-pressed to find a political situation that involves more paradoxes in it than this one in regard to the constituencies that both support Zionism and Christian Zionism specifically, as well as the constituencies that oppose it. It's a very, very interesting, curious phenomenon. trying to get to the bottom of it and to understand it biblically as well as historically and currently. David in California, you're on the line for Michael Korn. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, honey, I wanted to ask a question regarding Israel, and it's not really only Israel. It probably involves many, many more countries and many more religions than we imagine. I'm looking at the idea of organized crime needing to do money laundering. And here in America, religion typically is not taxed, and so organized crime for the last 50 or 100 years has been slowly but surely working its way into some really big TV churches especially, and forcing them to do money laundering and then change their ethics according to what these organized crime families have. So when I picked up a book that came out back in the 70s called The Last Mafioso by Louis the Weasel Fracciano, it describes Menachem Begin coming to America in 1946 and 1948 and doing a fundraising pitch for early Israel. Now, Albert Einstein, who was a Zionist, hated Menachem Begin because he believed that he was organized crime. And in this book, The Last Mafioso, it goes into Bugsy Siegel and I'm trying to think of Meyer Lansky's ties to Menachem Begin and their quid pro quo, which essentially gave the military control of Israel over to organized crime in exchange for doing money laundering with them. So I'm wondering a couple of different questions. Is organized crime a real big issue in what's really going on over there in Israel, that you've got honest religious people, but that organized crime always gets the upper hand in the issue? And then if you have any other comments about organized crime and money laundering to avoid taxes.
Well, may I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Look, I'm not a FBI agent or a police officer, so I don't, you know, I haven't investigated it in an official sense, but organized crime is a very big problem in Israel. I lived there from 1982 to about the year 2000, and then for 1 year in 2005. Israel has always been known as a money laundering center of the whole world. Their banking laws are very weak, and in fact, the new governor of the Bank of Israel is an American Jewish economist who was brought over there, who has ties to the World Bank, and part of that was to sort of crack down on Israel's loose banking laws. But I don't know how effective that's going to be. Your question is really good timing for me because I recently had an interaction. I sent out an emailing about the problem of the sex slavery trade, you know, women who are actually enslaved, they're bought as sex slaves. This is a huge problem in Israel, which nobody there seems to know how to deal with because some of the Russian Jews who came to Israel have ties or leaders in what they call the Russian mafia, and they're running the sex trade industry is extremely notorious, and the police claim that they're unable to regulate it. The Israeli parliament has been trying to control it, but they're ineffective. There are a lot of claims that just like in this country, you know, the police are corrupted, they're on the payrolls, they're paid off to look the other way. I recently had a conversation with a man in the Bay Area, whom I believe is actually a Mossad agent. He's an Israeli, a senior Israeli academic, who was somehow brought from Hebrew University, wherever, and he was placed over there in the San Francisco Bay Area. And he writes on the internet apologetics for the State of Israel, justifying just about everything that they've ever done in their history. He's extremely intellectual and erudite, but he wrote about the sex industry.
Michael, we'll be back. Yeah. Hold that thought. I want to give you a chance to continue covering that. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Michael Korn. You can find his website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Michael Korn of Denver, Colorado. You can find Michael's website at jesusoverisrael.blogspot.com. And Michael, in responding to David's call from California, you were talking about this whole issue of organized crime in Israel. And before the last commercial break, specifically this whole dreadful business of the sex slave trade. Go ahead.
Yes, well, this man in California, his name is David Meir Levy. He's published widely on the Internet. I sent out a couple of articles about the sex slave trade from Israeli news sources. I sent it out to a mailing list that someone had forwarded to me. I didn't even know he was on the list. He wrote back immediately, and he said, look, Israel only has 5% approximately of the world's sex slave trade. So I wrote back to him and I said, look, Israel has 0.1% of the world's population. If you're telling me they have 5% of the sex slave trade, that's a 50, that's, you know, 50 times what you would expect for, you know, what I called 50 times the moral turpitude on a per capita basis. Anyway, he wrote back. He was enraged. He said, you're picking on Israel. Israel's not the main problem. You know, you hold your people up to a higher standard than other people, blah, blah, blah. He was, you know, he lowered the guns on me, you know, with all these sorts of excuses. And by the way, this is a typical kind of Israeli propagandistic approach to say, well, we're no worse than anyone else, or, you know, you expect too much of us, and to sort of bury the problem under the carpet. I don't think the police or the politicians have any ability to curtail this situation in Israel. But the real problem is I did some outreach amongst prostitutes in Israel in 2005, and some of them told me that up to 40% of their clientele are Orthodox Jews, which is shocking. The real problem in Israel is that the population, as I said to you, lives under such a climate of fear and anxiety and paranoia that they're driven into this kind of behavior. You know what people do when they're living in fear. They engage in all sorts of sinful activities in order to, you know, to give themselves emotional comfort. And I believe that's the real problem, is not so much the organized crime. Those people are parasites and leeches. They're leeching. They're bleeding off the emotional weakness of the population there. But the fact that this problem is so flagrant in Israel is a testimony to the incredible iniquity of the country and to the fact that the people there are living under impossible forms of emotional and psychological stress.
It seems to be kind of a eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die type of mentality.
It's even worse than that. It's not even eat, drink, and be merry. It's just it's like a drug addict. I don't know if a drug addict is particularly merry, but he's simply trying to drown his pain in, you know, all sorts of various forms of physical, emotional outlets. And Israelis,
yes,
are people who live on the edge of hysteria almost all the time.
Well, can
I ask? That's my argument with the Christian Zionists. These people need to have a spiritual ministry brought into their lives. They do not need money and votes and guns thrown into their, you know, kettle, because they've got too much of that as it is.
David, you had another question. Go ahead and get in there and ask Michael. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, I guess one would be just a recommendation for looking at a website called narconews.com, narconews.com. And they have constant updates on drug money and organized crime as it revolves around money laundering. And they're constantly, many people don't even know that Citibank, one of the biggest banks in America, or in the world for that matter, has recently lost their charter to do business in Japan because of money laundering operations. And so since some of these huge, massive banks are doing such massive money laundering, the trapping whole nations into, these are sometimes it's tens of billions of dollars a day in transfers of illegal cash, and so if you look at some of the old movies about Al Capone or organized crime strong arm techniques, the brand new movie The Departed shows shopkeepers being worked over, you know, for a couple of hundred bucks a week. And when you start talking about the average Israeli and the kind of strange turmoil that they're living in, it sounds like there's so much organized crime going on there that there isn't a serious, there isn't an ability to be serious in that country. It's an inability to have an honest economy anymore. And his mentions of terror and strong arm techniques as a weapons of fear are really a huge problem there. So we really got to feel a great deal of compassion for the poor schmucks that are caught up in it. I thanks for your efforts.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Could I just say something?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, I've heard ads, you know, you're giving radio spots about Aaron Russo's movie, Freedom to Fascism, which I saw, and I've written to Aaron also. You know, I think that movie demonstrates that the whole economic and tax system in this country is basically one gigantic organized criminal operation. It's a giant racketeering operation. And Israeli organized crime isn't nearly as sophisticated as what goes on here, but it's probably much more ruthless and brutal, you know, just on a grassroots level. I mean, one house of ill repute that I tried to do some outreach at was actually located in the middle of an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Jerusalem. And the people there were powerless to get rid of it, to shut it down, because they said that it was run by ruthless elements of, you know, Israeli mafia. So don't think that only Israel has organized crime. I think Aaron's film says some pretty frightening things about what's going on in our country with the whole banking and economic system. But yeah, there is very, very serious organized crime problem in Israel. The caller mentioned Meyer Lansky and people like that. I read a very interesting book about Meyer Lansky called Mogul of the Mob, which was kind of like his authorized biography. He gave a series of interviews to some Israeli journalists just before he died. And Meyer Lansky says some real interesting things there about President Kennedy and how much the mafia and you know, there were many Jewish leaders in the Italian mafia, how much the mafia hated Kennedy. And Meyer Lansky kind of implies between the lines in this book that the mafia was involved in eliminating him. I know that you've written, and other people have written a lot about the Kennedy assassination. The reason, Mark, that I bring this up is that there's a certain prominent former Mossad officer who lives in the United States has written some books that try to blow the whistle on the Mossad, and he's presented himself as a rogue agent and all that. And I don't have any proof of this, but I have suspicions. I've read a lot about allegations of heavy Israeli involvement in the 9/11 attacks. There's certainly a lot of suspicious poor relations. And this particular agent runs an art gallery in the United States. I had a friend in Israel whose father was a Mossad agent serving in France for many years. And my friend told me that the Mossad's favorite cover for its agents is art, is either being art students or running an art gallery or you know, being some kind of eccentric artist. This is one of the most popular covers for a hidden, concealed Mossad agent in any place in the world. And, you know, I just wonder if, you know, this particular... I'm mentioning this because I've been accused of being a Mossad operative, which is absolutely ridiculous because, as I said, I was excluded from the Israeli army. Anybody who's turned down, who gets a negative psychological or physical profile for the Israeli army, cannot go into any kind of intelligence work because the Israeli army is sort of the bottom line screening process. It's impossible to go into the Mossad or military intelligence or anything. In fact, if you're rejected from the Israeli army, you carry kind of a stigma for the rest of your life in Israel. It can be hard to find employment. So there's absolutely no way I could have ever worked for the Mossad. But there are certain people who are quite popular in this country. Everyone thinks that they're great heroes and that they've exposed, you know, the nefarious Mossad operations. And I'm not so sure that they're in retirement and that they're not actually quite active especially in relationship to 9/11. I don't have any proof of that, but that's something that should definitely be investigated. Anyway,
well,
make that comment. You know, and also this person who wrote this book, he describes in great detail the training that the Mossad agents, the recruits, are given in their academy in Israel. And he mentions that they use the Kennedy assassination as a case study in the training of the Mossad people. And he writes that they claim that, you know, this must be some kind of weird American inside operation, and, you know, they state that the Warren Report was bogus, and there is a massive cover-up, but they totally deny that Israel might have had anything to do with the Mossad, with the Kennedy assassination, even though it's well known that David Ben-Gurion hated John Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy tried to shut down the Israeli nuclear program, and that already should raise quite a few suspicions. Anyway.
Yes, as Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, covers that territory very well. I have reviewed Michael's book, and frankly, after reading a series of books over many, many years on the Kennedy assassination, I'm convinced that Piper's book is really the last punctuation mark on who ultimately may have been responsible for that killing.
Well, I just want to point out that this person in the U.S., I don't want to state his name, but people probably know who he is, who's written two books of exposing, you know, all the inside dirt on the Mossad. He goes out of his way to write that in the Mossad training program in the academy in, I think it's in Herzliya, that they totally deny to their own recruits that they had anything to do, that Israel had anything to do with the Kennedy assassination. They deny that there was any kind of enmity between Kennedy and Ben-Gurion, that there was conflict between the two countries. So I find that extremely suspicious that he would, you know, devote so many pages to what I would say is whitewashing, you know, to making sure that the Mossad is whitewashed and comes out looking squeaky clean with regard to the Kennedy assassination. I want to point out that when I lived in Israel in the Orthodox community, the Orthodox Jews there would boast of how the Kennedy, they claimed that the entire Kennedy family was under a terrible curse that a great rabbi had placed upon them, because the John Kennedy's father, was that his father, Joseph Kennedy, or was that his grandfather?
Yes.
His father. Right. He was ambassador to Great Britain before World War II, and he was known to be, I don't know if he was pro-Nazi, but he certainly wasn't, he was considered soft on the Nazi government, let's put it that way. And he was approached, according to the grapevine over there in Israel in the Orthodox community, he was approached by a number of Jewish groups who were trying to get him to issue visas, exit visas, for European Jews to come to America, and or to Great Britain, and he refused to do that. Sorry, to the United States. And the Jewish claim is that he refused to intercede and help them, and a group of rabbis actually placed kind of a solemn curse upon him that he would suffer great misery through all of his descendants. So the Jewish community in Israel, and perhaps in the U.S., I don't know, kind of boasts of the fact that the terrible tragedies that have hit the Kennedy family over and over again are a product of this rabbinical curse that had been put upon Joseph Kennedy. Meyer Lansky also points out in his book, The Mogul, the Mob, that there was tremendous hatred between the Italian mafia and their Jewish associates and the Kennedys. Apparently the Kennedys were bootleggers during the Prohibition, and they were rivals with the mafia. And there were many, many different reasons that the Kennedy family tended to be quite despised by Jewish organizations and Israeli organizations. So I haven't read Michael Collins Piper's book, but I'm familiar with some of those arguments. Also, Seymour Hersh, in his book about the Israeli nuclear program, points out the tremendous friction and conflict between the Kennedy administration and Ben-Gurion, who was determined, you know, to get hold of a nuclear weapon. I want to point out to the listeners that when I lived in Safed, up in the northern Galilee, some of my Israeli friends pointed out to me a military base that was near the city. It was surrounded by fences and had radiation signs on the fences, and they told me very proudly that there are offensive nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles in that base pointed to Damascus. And, you know, it was never officially admitted, but it was sort of assumed by the people in general that they had a nuclear umbrella right over Safed there, pointing to Syria. And I've met Mordechai Vanunu, and I've talked to him, and it's, I don't know if people here realize it, but there are tremendous problems with the Dimona nuclear reactor in the Negev Desert. It's very old. Vanunu claims that it has a lot of cracks in it. It's venting a lot of radioactive contamination. The Arab countries, Jordan and Egypt, have also complained about this. Israel has a very big problem of nuclear waste disposal, apart from its covert nuclear weapons program. Israel has huge problems that the people there don't even realize because everything was done in secrecy. Anyway, these are just various points that I wanted to bring up with you.
Yes, and I think it's noteworthy that Vanunu has in the past publicly affirmed the notion that the Israeli Mossad had a direct role in the assassination of John Kennedy.
I wasn't aware of that. Mordechai Vanunu is, I met with him in East Jerusalem in the place that he kind of hides out in, and you know, he's had an unbelievable life. I mean, he was kept in solitary confinement for almost 18 years. He said he was subject to psychological torture.
We'll be back, Michael. Hold your thought. Mark Dankos, America, comes to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Michael Korn. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
we're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just wanted to alert Michael Korn and also our listeners to... And it breaks.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the line isn't so good, so let me know if I'm breaking out, all right?
Okay, I sure will.
I just wanted to say a last quick thing about this business with 9/11 and Israel and the Mossad. You know, the problem with 9/11 is that all the information is circumstantial. There isn't really very much hard evidence, but there's so much circumstantial evidence that if it were pieced together in a comprehensive way, I'm sure it would make a blowout trial. You know, it's the kind of story that would make a great TV movie or a great novel, but somehow in real life, everyone falls flat on their face and doesn't want to do anything about it. I saw the report in both Rents and Alex Jones about the Israelis who were overheard speaking in this cemetery before 9/11 in Hebrew, speaking about the coming attacks. And, you know, there was something in that report that struck me as credible, which is that the person who reported hearing them said that they mentioned that there would be an attack against the twins, and that would turn America against the Arab world, which is what Israel wanted. And now what strikes me as credible is that in Israel, they always referred to the Twin Towers as the twins. It's called Tu'umim in Hebrew. They would never say Twin Towers in Hebrew. They only called it twins. Now, that's a very unique Hebrew way of referring to them. I don't think Americans ever referred to the WTC as the twins. And therefore, since the person heard this, you know, this use of language, it struck me that the report, you know, might really be credible. And, you know, of course, what happened with Building 7 and Larry Silverstein and everything. I mean, it's just there's so much suspicion about what really happened. But somehow on TV, it might make a great show. But in real life, nobody's able to do anything. When I flew back to the U.S. in 2005, I flew via New York out to the West Coast, and I was sitting on the plane from New York with two radio reporters from New York, and I tried to speak to them about 9/11 because I'd been studying a lot about it on the Internet for a number of years. And you know, I said to them, you know, when my mother is from New York originally, and I said, you know, I was always raised that New York, I was told that New York people are very smart, very clever, nothing can get by them. I said, well, when it came to 9/11, you people just fell flat on your faces and did nothing. And these two people just looked at me. They're ready to rip my head off. They said, we don't talk to anyone about 9/11. So, you know, it's like the great hush-up. Nobody is willing to dig into it, and nobody is willing to reveal the ugly truth, and it's very disappointing.
Michael, when we come back, I want to take this up with you further. I think there are a number of interesting observations that may emerge from all of this business of 9/11 and the situation that we're now in the Middle East. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Michael Korn of Denver, Colorado. Stay tuned.